This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Spencer Tunick is asking people to get their gear off. It's the world-renowned artist is bringing his epic nude photography back to Melbourne.
So when he's coming to Melbourne, we've all got to get naked and he's going to take a photo.
That's right. He's going to fill Chapel Street.
Fantastic.
So he visited Australia last in 2010. And if you remember, he photographed thousands of naked people on the steps of the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, I went along and took a few pictures of my own.
Did you?
Just for my own records.
Were you in the group?
Oh, God, no. I'm not getting naked actually, in front of people.
You went and took photos?
Well, I wanted to see what people had to offer.
He's going to use Chapel Street as his canvas over 2 days in July.
In July. He wants people to get naked in that freezing weather.
That's
in Chapel.
That's right. A mass nude photo shoot in July in Chapel Street. He did one on Princess Bridge apparently in 2001 here. It was a wet day and about 5,000 people turned up to be part of that. So he says people from Melbourne are a little braver because of their willingness to pose no matter the weather.
Which is true. That's so true.
I reckon as well, and particularly today.
But if you're taking a photo in July, it's not going to be very impressive, is it?
No,
I mean, you better have to come here in January, you know?
I agree. Tunick called on models over the age of 18 and I quote, any shape, any size, any nationality, any ethnicity to participate.
No. There should be conditions. No ugly.
No. Yeah, no, he wants. I like this about him. It doesn't matter. Anyone can participate in it, as long as you have the confidence, of course, to go naked.
So I wouldn't be. I'd like to do the organising. You know, bring all the pretties to the front, the uglies to the back. You know, it's called inclusion. We just include you at the back of the line. Yeah.
The photographs are going to be included in a collection titled "Return of the Nude," which Tunick hopes will help remove the idea of the body depicted as a glorified celebrity, Tom.
No, look, I'm a prude. I like other people being naked, but, yeah, I don't even like looking at my own reflection in the mirror in the bathroom. That scares the hell out of me. I'm not going to put it on a book.
I reckon you should go along to this. It's in July.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
I was in Japan earlier this year, and, you know, they have their onsen.
So you got naked in a bar.
It's really interesting because if you've been there, you'll know about them, and it's just acceptable. It's like in Scandinavia, you just go. You whip your clothes off.
Is it a boys and a girls section?
It's completely separated and you cannot wear clothes.
Oh, really?
And you cannot have a tattoo in a public onsen either. So if you've got a tattoo, you're not allowed to go in.
Oh.
But you can go into private ones. And you've got to sit on the stool and wash yourself. So it's very hygienic. I quite like the idea. And you wash yourself and you sit there. But you've got to take everything off. So no clothes, no tattoos.
Did you feel like a big man?
I was really nervous because obviously in our culture here, we're taught, you know, to be modest and some people are comfortable with nudity, but a lot of people aren't comfortable with it.
Yeah, 12 years of Catholic guilt, you know, usually keeps your clothes on.
Exactly, but over there it's completely the opposite and it's okay. And it took, I reckon, the first two times I had friends there, so I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm just going to have to strip down and they're going to, I've never done this before.
You know they're going to judge you.
Yeah.
You know that they're going to go home, they're going to pour a drink and go, did you see? Warren,
that's right. But isn't that interesting? Because over here, we've got this feeling that people are going to judge us, yet in their culture, they don't. It's just acceptable.
I'd make a little list. I'd number people. You're number one, you're number six, you know. Yeah.
But what was interesting is after a couple of times, I didn't care. It was just so easy and so pleasant and lovely sitting in the spa, you know, talking with my friends and having a good time. It was beautiful, but that apprehension at first of, oh my goodness, I just have to 1, 2, 3, take the robe off and you're sitting on a stool, washing yourself.
While you're talking to people.
It's
and do you have to make eye contact? What happens if their eyes drop low?
I made eye contact the whole time, made sure their eyes didn't go
away.
See,
I couldn't do that. Wayne's a nakedie. Because we've gone to private villas, you have your own private pool and he jumps in, you know, get off. It took him 5 days to convince me to get naked to swim in our own private pool. And eventually I thought, okay.
With just the two of you?
Just the two of us. And we had the walls, like, you know, the little compound.
Yeah.
Of course, the moment I get naked, next minute the doorbell goes ding dong and in comes the man with the tray of breakfast. I go bolting like that. Of course, the tile slipped. I ended up. So basically coming with my legs spread. So I'm laying on the ground, legs spread in the air. Yeah, I've never done it again. It hurt my bum.
What did the tiler say?
Oh, he didn't care. He was just Thailand waiter. He didn't even talk, did he? He just thought it was another dumb white man laying on the ground naked, you know?
What have I got myself in for? When I was little, my parents had a place down the beach, and there was this nude beach nearby, and I didn't even know it was there. And we'd be going for long walks, and all of a sudden, hang on, there's something really strange here. There's people running around with no clothes on.
Did you say there's a naked beach in Victoria?
There is one.
Could you please draw me a map?
I'll draw you
me a map on how I can get there.
I'll draw you a map for where it is. And I stumbled across it. And I tell you what, it's coming out as a gay teenager. It was kind of really educational.
Oh, no. So you're telling me you stood in the bushes and
I never stood in the bushes. Yeah. I never took my clothes off. I was quite comfortable the whole time in my bathers.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's true. We're brought up in this culture here is so different, and we're so isolated in some ways.
Look, I'm just going to make a public announcement. Warren, keep your bloody clothes on. Sorry, I've been Googling.
What have you Googled?
Well, you've got me into gay nude beaches. I'm excited. I'm going. Did you see where number one is?
Number one in Australia or in the world?
In the world.
Where is it?
It's in Lisbon. And we're going to talk to Lisbon soon.
Oh, we're going to cross to Michael for Eurovision.
Do you reckon he's probably out there? What do they call it? Beach 19.
Beach 19 in Lisbon.
Does that mean only 19 people are allowed in, or you've got to have 19 inches to arrive?
We'll ask Michael when we talk to him. Playing with fire, Joy 94.9, Tom and Warren for breakfast.
That was 2010's Eurovision entry for Romania.
And it came what number?
Third.
Third?
Got third in the grand final.
Wow.
It must have been a bloody slim picking year that year, wasn't it? They were scraping the barrel for that one.
These have popped into our playlist. So you didn't pick this song, did you, Tom?
Oh, God,
you didn't sneak it in on me.
There's no way. Yeah. I mean, look, unless you're watching Eurovision, I can't listen to it. So you've got to actually watch it because you need the crazy, you need the costumes, the over-the-top.
That's
funny.
That person's, they're attractive they're entertaining.
But when you just hear it on the radio, you're thinking, what the hell? Where are we?
Yesterday, SBS televised the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It's just finished, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And joining us on the line from Lisbon
Best place in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Joy Music Director. Michael, welcome back to Joy. Michael, how's it going?
Good morning, Melbourne. It's a lovely crisp night here in Lisbon.
Crisp night?
A crisp night. I've got to put my jacket on. It's the first time I've put my jacket on in about 5 days, so this is fun. But it was just sat through the jury performance of the second semi-final.
What's the jury performance?
That when you vote, when you're watching and voting, your points are 50% of the mark, and the other 50% come from professional juries. So each country has a jury of professionals who watch the show and then they give their points. But it always happens the day before. So tonight was the jury performance of the second semi, and Richard Wilkins and his motley crew of jurors were watching that performance being beamed live to them in Sydney, and as were the other juries from this particular semi-final. So we got to see for the first time the final complete performance that Jess Mowboy will be delivering to us in the semi-final.
With her great song, We've Got Love, how'd she go?
There's two viewpoints. That from the arena, and from all accounts, she was the act that had the biggest reaction from the crowd. From the time she walked onto the stage to the time she walked off, the crowd were loving her on the stage, and they said that it looked and sounded really great. From in here, watching on the TV, the way that everyone else could be seeing it, I think it was a lot of the Australians here are in agreement that it was the best performance of the song to date.
That's good. Because it's looking a little bit safe before she went. I mean, that was just my opinion. I thought it was very safe. I mean, to me, Eurovision's crazy. You know, get out there. We watch Eurovision for the crazy.
Oh, look, we do. And I think they're trying to show that we're not crazy like the UK is crazy. They're trying to sort of show that Australians appreciate the song contest for it being a song contest, as well as the fun value of it. So there's probably a bit of a balance there. But the performance, vocally, Jess was real comfortable and was doing some little warbles and extra bits of vocals in there. Her movements are more solid. Her dress is working better than what it was. Other people are saying that we should be too worried about not qualifying tomorrow night. But then if you go online, there is a heap of stuff, and I would hate to be either SBF or Jess's social people rifling through that stuff right now.
Oh, God, that's terrible. But I see that we've been playing the song here, Cross My Heart, by the, who are they, the Ashabians? From there, they got kicked out.
ISIL. We were seeing ISIL starting the first semi-final yesterday with her movement. I think they were choreographed by the local Baku Tai Chi group. an absolute ripper of a song. We all loved it in here. But unfortunately, Europe decided that she wasn't fit to go to the grand final. But we will still play the song because it is an absolute ripper.
Oh, great song. And look, and we've been checking out who the hottest is. I'm going for the Czech Republic guy in his little spandex and glasses. He was looking all right.
Now, Nicholas and I have got a thing going on, I think. After our interview that we did, he really appreciated me a lot. So when we had the blue carpet event a couple of days ago, he came up to me, remembered me, recognised me, had a chat. It was very, very good. I was very happy. And his head of press is just as hot. That whole delegation.
Well, get him over here to Australia. We want him here on Joy.
We want him on our show.
Oh, look. Yeah, well, I will. There's a reason why Prague is the home of porn. That's pretty much it, you know. But no, I'll try my best. He's just been signed to Sony, so he's off to LA to do some recording there. So we may not have heard and seen the last of Nicholas Joseph yet.
Well, that's made me very happy.
We were talking earlier, Michael, about the best gay nude beaches in the world have been voted, and the number one beach is in Lisbon.
Wow.
Have you been?
Beach 19.
No, I can't say I have. No, not yet. No, I haven't had the time to go during the day. My nights have been free, but going to a beach at night time is really not the best idea. I have looked at other things and, you know, I've experienced other parts of Lisbon's nightlife and morning life, but I haven't quite got to the beaches, sadly. But if I can get some time in the next few days, I'll go down there, take some photos, and let you know how it goes.
Check it out for us. So we've got the, tomorrow morning, the semi-final number two airs live.
Yes, indeed, live at 5 o'clock on SBS. Make sure you tweet along as well if you're watching. Use the hashtags Eurovision and Joy Eurovision. If you don't want to get up, get up, because that's the only time you can vote. You cannot vote officially during the prime time show at 7:30 tomorrow night. You need to be up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. So if you want to vote for your favourite track, favourite song, you've got 20 votes that you can use, make sure you're up 5 o'clock tomorrow, SBS.
Well, that's a good reason to get up early. We do got to get up and vote.
Do your democratic duty.
Michael, we're going to take it out with, is it Melvin? Under the Ladder.
Oh, Melvin, yes. Under the Ladder. This one, watch out for this one. Tomorrow morning, this ends the show. It's a cross between coffin, piano, and vampire. It's wonderful.
And Michael, stop having so much fun and hitting on these hot Czech republics and get back here. We need some new music.
And check out that beach for us. Thanks, Michael.
No worries, boys.
And that's it for us today.
We've had lots of good messages today. Thank you very much. And it looks like Anastasia's mother sent in a text in here to say that Anastasia was sounding really good today, Warren.
Very good today.
I'm assuming she meant you, not me.
Maybe me. Maybe I sound like her.
Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. Andy puts up little photos all the time. Occasionally puts up a sneaky dick pic, don't you?
That's
that
right.
Comes through.
Yeah. Search Tom and Warren on Joy or Twitter at Tom and Warren. Or you can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
I believe that's true, isn't it?
Or at joy.org.au. Now, we've been playing Eurovision tunes all morning.
So we're going out with the King of Eurovision.
The King of Eurovision
the
tunes.
The Queen of
the
Eurovision.
The Queen of Eurovision tunes. The,
what year?
The winning song from 1974.
Wow, it's ABBA and Waterloo.
See you next week.
Wake Up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.